I want to thank you for taking time, David Ganz, with myself and my listeners at Green Arrow Radio. I know you're a busy man, and you got a show tomorrow night happening in Bridgeport, Connecticut, that I want to remind the folks about. And you're heading on down to the Acoustic Cafe?
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to playing with the Zen Tricksters. They're really good friends and great musicians, and we always have a really good time when we play together.
Yeah, I too would be looking forward to that as well. That is a wonderful lineup between yourself and the Zen Tricksters. Folks are sure to have a great time that tomorrow night.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, now let's talk about your new album.
Yeah.
It's called Twisted Love Songs.
Yes, sir.
Now, is it about twisted love or twisted love songs?
Well, there are some twisted stories in there. Mm-hmm. There's some twisted love in it.
Aha.
There are some twisted songs in it, so it's really hard to say.
Sure.
I really wanted to call it Twisted Love Songs, Workplace Travesties, and Loop Jams, but that was a little long for an album title.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some songs that are kind of twisted workplace songs, too. There's a song on there called High Guy that's kind of about extreme job dissatisfaction. there's another song called Surely You Jest that is kind of a workplace travesty and also kind of a twisted love song. So it's naming albums is always an interesting challenge because you want to make it provocative and make people want to listen to what's inside.
Absolutely. I have to say the cover art on this very album makes me want to open it up like a book and dive right in.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you say that because I took the picture.
It's gorgeous. Now, where is it from?
That's the western, it's looking east toward the Sangre de Cristo Mountains in southern Colorado.
Gorgeous.
Most of the CD was recorded on tour in February, and I took a picture out there on the same tour.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. It really makes you want to hop on that road and go for the ride with you and the songs.
That's my favorite part of the universe, man. I could drive around the Four Corners and just take pictures all the time. It's so amazing out there, and I tour out there every February, and I just love it.
Now, do you have some other, books, and you have some photography, I'm noticing, on your website, which is dgans.com, and that is, you do have some stellar artwork with your photographs out there, I must say. Especially the photos in the Southwest are near and dear to my heart as Mrs. G and I got married on the southern rim of the Grand Canyon.
Oh, wise decision.
Thank you, sir. That's our church. Mother Nature.
Yeah. So yeah, my wife's a big Grand Canyon fan, too. So she first dragged me out there to southern Utah when we first got married, and I've been going back regularly ever since. It's awesome out there. There's no other word for it.
No, it's stellar,
yeah.
And you can't make it up. That's for sure.
Definitely.
Now let's talk a little bit about your endeavors recently, with technology and how that is relating to your musical world. I've been listening to a recent interview you did, and just curious to what you're up to with technology these days, how you're using it.
There are these devices called loopers that have come into existence in the last 10 years or so. They're digital recording devices that you plug into your system with your instrument, and what you do is you can tap on a pedal while you're playing. It'll record what you play, and then it'll play it back over and over again so you can play along with it. And you tap on the pedal again, and it'll record what you're playing on top of it. So if you can get three or four things or more even going on and continue to, you can build layered musical adventures in real time. And it's really a fun thing to do. I originally got it just so I could accompany myself.
Sure.
I wanted to be able to record the changes to a song so I could play a solo over it, But once I had that thing on the floor in front of me, I discovered just endless creative possibilities for it. If you want to hear a really, really great looper, go hear Keller Williams. He's sort of the king of that as the sort of one-man band model of looping.
Yep.
And he fills up an entire stage with instruments and plays them all and does some amazing things. I think mine is a little more modest than what Keller does, but primarily I'm a songwriter who happens to also be a fairly decent guitarist and singer. So for me, it's all in service of the song. But I I've gotten into the habit in the last few years of recording all my live shows and taking the improvisations that I do with the loop and then taking them home and sticking them into my computer and editing them down and making compositions out of them. Mm. On the CD you have there are several pieces, Quarter to Five and Cassidy's Cat and other ones are things that began as spontaneous improvisations, and then I sort of analyzed them and edited them and turned them into compositions so I can play them again.
Yeah. Oh, now that's awesome, too, on a whole different scale.
It's just making use of technology. You know, it's there are people that used to have to program computers and carry thousands of dollars worth of stuff out into concert halls in order to be able to record about 15 seconds of music and play along with it. This I'm talking about sort of the 1960s and 70s avant-garde music. And now the technology exists so that anybody can do that. You spend $200 on one of these loopers and you can do that yourself. And by the way, I'm teaching. You know about Yorma's guitar camp?
Absolutely.
Berkey's Ranch?
Yes, indeed.
At the end of September, I'm going to be out there spending a weekend teaching looping. So if anybody's interested in how this stuff works and wants to learn how to do it, come out and see me at Fur Peace Ranch.
Yeah, we'll make sure we point people in that direction in the post for this interview. That's a very swell idea. And I had interviewed both Keller Williams and Xavier Rudd, I think another looper of a different sort, Australian mate. Keller's a wonderful guy. I really dig Keller and his style. I neglected to remember that it was called looping. Looper,
yeah.
Now, that's a term from Caddyshack, right, Bill Murray? You know, he's a looper.
I think that's probably a different sense of the word, Darryl G.
I think so, too, Dare. Hey, hey, I hope to catch you tomorrow night, and I want you to get back out on the road and make it to your next destination, so I'm not going to take up too much more of your time. Of course, folks want to know about your history. Well, you know, that's easy to find on the Internet. I want to thank you for spending some time talking about what you're up to right now.
Send people to my website. It's dgans.com, D-G-A-N as in normal, S as in Sam.com. And also, I'll be back in Bridgeport in August. I'm going to be at the Gathering of the Vibes, which should be absolutely magnificent 4 days.
Yeah, once again, I had spoken with Ken Hayes recently, the organizer of said event. Another nice cat, putting together some good stuff.
He's done a magnificent job. I think this is the 10th year of it, and I've been to half of them, and it's always a great time, and I'm glad we're coming back to Bridgeport.
Oh, it's a beautiful home for the event, and what a strong lineup this year has.
I think so, too. I'm glad to be a part of it, and I'll look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, absolutely. You take care. Safe travels. And
thank you.
And peace to you.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
All right, David. Thank you for your time now.
See you all.
Bye now.